So that Lamentation,
Harrisburg, May 31st, 2008, Part 2.
Madhava.
Lamentation?
Is purification.
Oh.
That's why all of our acharyas sing Kabi Habi Bolo Se Dinama. When will that day come? That I'm just carefree, running around in the woods of Navadvip, calling out very loudly, without caring for who's there, O Gaur, O Nitai. So then they discuss the 10 offenses in chanting the holy name. And then the three stages of chanting, that is Nama Parad, Nama Vas, and Shudana. How much time do we have before Isha Prabhu or Elvira Chaturthi?
No, we're not chopped up. Okay.
How much more time? Because I don't want to interfere with Isha Prabhu.
Oh, he said he'll let us know.
Okay. Because today is a very special day. It's the Booby Prize Grand Prize Day. Now you're experiencing the Booby Prize of my class. And then at 6:30, we're having the grand prize of Srila Gurudev's class. Did you know that?
No.
Live webcast from Houston. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, in about 40 minutes.
Yeah. So, do you want to put that on a big screen? Otherwise, it'll be very hard to...
We'll actually hook up on the TV.
We have a big TV in the other room. Great.
So we can put it in the TV.
Yeah.
Great, okay. So we'll keep going until the, comes?
The key. Okay. The big hook.
Well, we need like 5 minutes to hook up.
No, okay.
Take all this.
Right, okay.
Oh, no, we can hook up. Nina, can you hook up?
So the 10 offenses.
Not now.
I know that you're all very great devotees, and so I'm not going to say what the 10 offenses are. We're going to go around the room. I'll say the first one. One is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Madhava Prabhu? Second.
Consider names of
loud.
Consider names of chanting the holy names.
Can your people hear him?
You can take the mic from
Oh, good, there's another mic. Great.
Yeah.
One second.
It's on.
Is the Prabhu saying something?
Krishna and the same.
I forgot.
Your question? Since we got the mic out, the question. Just speak loudly. The mic's not working.
Okay. Is to consider names of chanting Hare Krishna. No.
Power.
Consider the names of the demigods?
To consider the names of the demigods as equal to the names of chant of God, of Krishna.
Good. Equal or?
Superior.
Independent.
Independent of the holy names of the Lord.
Because they're all included within the holy names. And if I chant their names, they're not going to be happy anyway because they're devotees. They want us to chant. So, the third offense. Anybody? Vinay Prabhu? Okay, the third offense, Anita? third offense is to disrespect the scriptures or to think that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being. To disobey the orders of the spiritual master, or to think that he's an ordinary human being. So that's an offense to the holy name. And the fourth offense?
To consider names of chanting.
To blaspheme the Vedic
literature is inconsistent.
Loud?
To blaspheme the Vedic literature or literatures in consideration of the
Vedic version.
Vedic version.
Good, thank you. And number five?
To consider
to consider the Mike?
Hello?
Yep.
To consider the glories
of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. To consider chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination.
Yeah.
The glories of chanting the holy name to be imagination.
I don't really believe that it does all that. That just by chanting I'll get freed from all suffering and all my desires will be fulfilled. And I'll get all mystic powers and I'll become like Narada Muni and be able to fly around the universe playing a veena. Oh, I don't believe that. That's an offense. Number six. Number six is to think, to give an imaginary meaning. To give an imaginary meaning to the holy name?
Of the Lord. Do you have it?
I don't think there's any here. I can't find it.
Lord Chaitanya was discussing with Vallabhacharya. And Vallabhacharya was trying to show off his scholarship in all the giving the meanings of the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya said, I only know two meanings of the holy name. That he's the son of Yasoda. Oh my God. You okay?
Yes.
Okay. That he's the son of Yasoda. And he's Shyamasundar. He's the color of a fresh rain cloud. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that the holy name is really Krishna himself. And number seven is a big one. To commit
sinful activities on the strength of chanting the
holy name. Right. To commit sin.
To commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy names of the Lord.
Good. What's an example? Well, like I'll steal money. Or I'll go to a nudie show and I'll think, well, it doesn't matter, nothing's going to happen to me because I'm chanting. It'll counteract all my sinful activities. But it won't. Why? Because the holy name is not a machine or a thing, but it is a person, Krishna himself. So Krishna won't tolerate that. We can chant, but the holy name won't be there. The holy name will go away. If I'm sinning and chanting and lamenting and repenting my weakness that I can't give it up, oh Lord, help me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then the person makes advancement. So that's different. But if he's thinking, no problem. Krishna is going to counteract all my sins. I'll rob, steal, do anything, and it doesn't matter. But, oh, it matters, but I'm so weak. Then I get advancement from that kind of chanting. So, let's see, we're doing it. Then what's number eight?
My mind is just shut up.
Number eight is to consider pious activities like religious activities and penances, renunciation, sacrifice, and other ordinary pious activities which give, you know, not no result, because ordinary pious activities can give birth in heavenly planets and godly delights. But if I think that that's equal to chanting, then that's an offense. And number, because all the heavenly planets are in one name. So what's number nine? Everybody knows that one.
I don't know the
Well, order. We've already covered eight. There's only two left. To preach the glories, vernacular, Mike?
To preach the glories to someone who is not, to the person, who is...
To preach the glories of the Lord to the faithless.
To the faithless people.
Now, everybody's faithless, aren't they? But yet, Gurudev and Prabhupada and all of our acharyas tell us to go out on Harinam and preach to everybody you meet. Whoever you meet, tell them the message of Krishna. Amara, what is it? What's that verse? Jari Dako Tarikao Krishna Upadesh. Whoever you meet, wherever you meet him, tell him the message of Krishna. And thus become spiritual master in your, at least, neighborhood. So, how does that fit with this offense? Means that every time you're saying something, they come back with some blasphemy. Then don't waste your time. And as Prabhupada explained this nicely, it takes so much energy to convince somebody who's going to blaspheme every time you say something. That same energy can be put into so many innocent people who also have no faith in Krishna, but they're willing to hear. And number 10?
To not have complete faith.
Mm-hmm. What?
I think to not have complete faith while chanting the holy names of the Lord.
And to maintain?
And to maintain material attachment even after understanding so many instructions on this matter.
Right, so if I think I am this body and everything in relation to this body is mine, that's an offense to the holy name. It's hard not to do the offenses. But still, it's the easiest thing that is given to us. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kirtaniya Sadahari, if we chant constantly, then there's no time to commit any offenses. And if we chant offenselessly, chant constantly, then even if we're chanting offensively, they'll quickly go away by constant chanting. One reporter asked Prabhupada in the beginning of the movement, back in 1966, what is the result of chanting, or the benefit of chanting? So Prabhupada said, chanting. You start out by bad chanting, and then you get good chanting. You know, he has his accent, his Bengali English accent. So she said, what's the benefit of chanting? So he said, chanting. Chanting is the ultimate goal. It's the means, the sadhana, and the sadhya, because within the chanting, everything is there. Kirtan is also going on in Goloka Vrindavan. And so starting here in our decrepit condition, it ends up, by the mercy of Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, chanting in Krishna's Rasalila. The Manjaris also assist in Rasalila, singing, playing musical instruments. If Radharani's ankle bell gets, if it accidentally comes apart, the clasp breaks and it flies off because of the quick dancing, then the Manjari will dance over to where it is and bring it back before anybody even notices it, that it's missing. So the word deft or an adept. So singing, playing musical instruments and facilitating in that way, because if Radharani's ankle bells stop tinkling, Krishna loses his inspiration to play his flute and the whole thing stops. So we'll end on that happy note. Are there any questions or comments? Did Isha Prabhu say stop now?
No, he didn't say that.
Okay, any questions or comments? And tomorrow, Vinay Prabhu, is it right to do verse 3?
Yeah, that's fine, Devi. We can continue with this one.
Okay. And that reminds me, Achyuta Krishna Prabhu asked me to ask you all, is this a good, that, and you also already mentioned it?
For the festival?
Yeah.
No, I didn't mention it, and it's live. I think it's okay if the Northeast devotees
are whatever other Northeast devotees are listening. Achyuta Prabhu said that there's a fantastic facility.
They've all seen it.
Which you have all seen, and just something to think about, that even if Gurudev, right, because there was a proposal to get Gurudev to come.
At the Braj Temple.
Right,
Braj Temple, yeah.
Braj Temple. We were just there yesterday. Magnificent facility. So even if Gurudev doesn't come, if senior preachers like Madan Mohan, Vinay Prabhu, Madhav Prabhu come as senior preachers, and we have a big festival. And also others can come, like Padmanabha Maharaj, Ramchandra Prabhu, or anybody like that. And have a big advertisement for a three-day festival on some important day, like Janmashtami, or...
If there will be mercy, maybe next year Gurudev can come there.
And if there's enough outreach, and Brajanath Prabhu is assured that there's going to be a big turnout, like Alachi was a fantastic turnout, so many new devotees, so many ISKCON devotees, so many Sangha devotees, so he might even make it an extra stop. I can't imagine substituting, but he might even make an extra stop if we can show that it's going to be a fantastic gathering.
I think anyone who has seen that place says it's very nice.
The facility is great. It's just
it's
a question of...
facility.
Huh?
It's not the facility.
It's the how many people.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's easily accessible.
And it's easy access.
So, from big airports.
So, you can try for having Gurudev and do the outreach just in case, and then if he doesn't, you have the substitutes. And you've already done the outreach, so the people are ready, and it's some big important day like Janmashtami, or what did you say the other day?
Memorial weekend. Memorial weekend, or
when it's 3 days off,
or
a holy, or a spiritual holy day. Okay, any questions or comments?
What do you do if you've been chanting all the time, you've had tastes and everything, and gradually, you know, you feel like just you don't have that taste anymore. What is it? Is it an apparat you're committing, or something you're doing wrong? That's why you're not having the taste for the holy name.
So the question is, suppose you've been chanting for a long time
and you've got the taste.
You had a taste at some point.
Yes. And
at least something.
Something, at least. Mm-hmm.
Because if we get real taste, we can never lose it. Parang bijistva nivartante. When you're tasting something really far out, you're not going to give it up. So, but something was there and now nothing's there. So do we consider that, your question is, tell me if I'm wrong. Your question is, if we don't have the taste anymore, do we consider that we've committed some apparat, some great apparat, or what would be the cause of it, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that Krishna may give a free home trial period, and then you have to start paying. So, we might have had 30 days little taste, free home trial period when we first came to our Gurudev. And then we have to start paying, which means actually reading those subject matters which inspire thoughtful meditations. Like, for example, Venugit or one of the other Geets, or the prayers of Rupa Goswami and Stavamala, or Ramananda Rai Sambad, or any of the pastimes that we may read in Brajmandal Parikrama book or a Krishna book that are good to meditate on, that have Hari and Krishna in it together, Hare and Krishna, Radha and Krishna. And singing the regular bhajans every day, because once we were in Kent, England, I tell the story about 20 million times. Anita can tell it with the mic. She just hears the city and she knows what the story is.
Correct me if I go off track. The devotees were singing bhajan, and Gurudev was upstairs and he was meant to be resting. He wasn't going to speak that day or that morning, something. And he heard the bhajans and he came downstairs and he said, "Oh, these, you were calling me," essentially. Did I get the story right?
Oh, I never heard that. That's an interesting.
Not the right story.
Well, it's not that story, but it doesn't mean it's not a wonderful story. In my one. It's true, though. It's really true. It's like the Brahmana was offering the bhoga to Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya came out of his bedroom, crawled out and took the bhoga and ate it. And then he told the Brahmana after a few tries, "Well, you called me, what do you expect? I came here and ate." So this particular one, he was coming back from his morning walk, and he sat down on the couch and devotees were doing bhajan, and then he said, "If you just chant Hare Krishna, you'll be full of all material desires." So everybody was alarmed. Is that what happens? He said, "Therefore, because you're full of material desires, and that's what you're putting in. But if you chant the bhajans before chanting name, then you'll have all those thoughts of prayers and weeping and, oh Gurudev, give me just one drop of mercy that I can taste the treasure of the holy name. I'm simply running after you, chanting Krishna, Krishna. And make me humble. Give me all the qualities that I need for chanting. Make me humbler than a blade of grass." And so many other beautiful prayers. Oh, when will my hair stand on end while I'm chanting? Because of the I. It creates an impression, like when you rub a string back and forth on a rock. Nothing happens, but if you keep doing it, it starts making an impression, even though it's a rock. We have a rock-like heart. It has so many bad impressions from the beginning of time. So if we keep putting in the good ones, like the bhajans, and really concentrating, and then when you're not singing to, but you're chanting to really remember the songs, remember the pastimes, and forcing the mind, as Krishna says in the Gita, "From whatever and wherever the mind may wander due to its flickering, unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it under control of the self." So if I'm actually endeavoring, then the taste should be there. And if the taste isn't there, then Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Gurudev both say, "I'm responsible." If you're doing everything right and you're not getting the result, then I'm taking the personal responsibility. And Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. 2 minute kirtan.
You want me to keep going?
You go.
No, it's already 6:15. So you're going to keep going, then we'll get ready for...
Sure. He didn't say anything, though.
Okay.
I'll help you.
What time is? What, 6:30?
6:30, Gurudev.
6:30, our time?
Okay.
Our time. On our side.
Yeah.
It will be 5:30 in Houston.
Yes. And on the multimedia database, there are Gurudev's lectures specifically around two topics: how to start chanting and the importance of chanting.
Jaya Shri.
Okay.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Na Shri Adoita Gadadha
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Yeah.